Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Good old funny times.
Pew, 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 pew.
Jokes per second.
We should clock in. Yeah. We should run some tests and see how many jokes per second we can get up to.
We gotta increase
what our
JPS
is.
Yeah. But I feel like they're gonna be lower quality jokes, right?
Yes.
If you want to get in max jokes per second, you should just buy like a bathroom reader and hire an auctioneer. Just kind of let nature run its course. Let that man follow his instincts. Or woman. It's 2018. I've never seen a female auctioneer, but I've only seen one auctioneer, so...
It seems like a weird boys club for there to be.
It does. It does seem like a very masculine activity, but again...
Just shouting into a microphone about buying things?
Fastly.
Sorta. It seems... I don't know. It seems like the sort of dumb machismo, would you call it that?
Machismo?
Machismo. I like machismo better.
I always thought it was machismo.
Machismo sounds... Whichever it is. You know what I'm talking about.
I've never looked into a robot
machismo
to tell me
is a
how.
Lot more fun.
Is it a little bit of a masturbatory thing?
To just talk real fast?
Yeah, to speed talk.
Is it masturbating your throat?
Essentially, yes, because the words kind of go in and out of it really, really fast.
And then you get raw in the throat area.
I don't know. It does seem like sort of a masculine thing, but again, that is based on the one auctioneer that they hired when we were at college who did like a student event.
So like 10,000% anecdotal evidence.
Yes, and this was also... 11 years ago when I was a freshman and
was
you were
11?
A freshman. I mean, it was 2007, right?
I just celebrated my 10-year high school anniversary last year.
Yeah.
Mine's this year. I'm not going to that shit.
I didn't go. I don't keep up with everybody I'd like to talk to, but I keep up with most of them. So anybody out there who's listening, and if you're wondering, you could be one of those few.
I didn't really want to go, but my friend was in town for the event, and I never get to see her, so I went as her date, and then our mutual friend also went as her date, so the three of us ladies went there.
Just formed a chain link fence.
Yeah, and they got very drunk, so I spent most of the time, like, herding purses, because they would just leave them in a bush. It's like, don't do that. That's how stealing happens.
Are they dogs?
The purses?
No, your friends.
No,
were they burying them like bones?
No, they're just kind of like tossing them aside because they're sick of carrying them. And I saw like three people I recognized and like half people I liked.
Were two of them the ones that you went with?
No, like
you saw
three in addition.
In the wild.
You saw
three,
one new
three
one.
Three wild humans that I knew. And like I sort of half liked two of them. And then the liking wore off on one of them throughout the night because he was just there to get laid, because apparently real high school reunions operate a lot like movie high school reunions where people get drunk, make out in corners, rehash all their woes.
Is that your chance to score with the people you didn't get to?
I think so, yeah, because that's definitely what this guy was trying to do.
Well, you don't want to do it after 20 years.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because everybody's blobs then.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it before everybody's in middle age.
Right, before the SAG sets in.
What if they Clooney?
Gordy.
I mean,
nobody at a high school reunion is a Clooney.
you don't think George Clooney? If I was George Clooney, I would go to my high school reunions for like 5 minutes. I would show up in a helicopter... Like, break a bottle of my branded tequila over a table, shout at everybody, and then leave.
Just jostle your salt and pepper hair.
It's like, sorry, I have a movie to be in. And then I'd leave. It'd be fun. I'd probably only go once, though.
So you'd
but every
that
year,
year.
Yeah. But every year, everybody would be like, oh, man, you think
maybe Clooney will be back.
Think Clooney will be back this year? Okay. But as of now, I have no such clout.
No Clooney clout.
I think this podcast is not quite Clooney levels. I don't know why we always go to Clooney. Is he even that big a star?
Not anymore.
Like, I don't think he's like successfully carried a movie in maybe 10 years.
He's just so fucking handsome, though.
He is. Like, he is. He's got that going for him. He's got charisma. And a brand of tequila that is worth a lot of money. And a wife who's a human rights lawyer. So there you go. That's all I know about George Clooney.
Well, those all seem like valid reasons to make him our benchmark for fame.
I mean, he is famous. Whether or not he's in good movies or not, he is famous.
Right. We're going to aim for Clooney levels, not like Patrick Stewart levels.
Right. Oh, man.
I guess we could aim for the Patrick Stewart, and then you'll land.
Settle for Clooney. I would. Yeah, this podcast does not quite get me there. If I went back to my, well, now I'd have to wait for what, the 11th high school reunion. 11 year, don't they do that?
I think
11.
It's 10, and then prime numbers after that.
I think that's a subset of the high school crowd that does that.
I think that there's one every year.
The math kids,
and they just hope that people show up.
But people only do like the intervals of
the
five
numbers
or 10.
That make any fucking sense.
Yeah, once a year, the high school, the president of your class goes to a bar after sending out an invite to everybody, mm-hmm. and drinks alone.
Once a year.
You know, I would be, if I were president of my
fancy dress,
if I were president of my school class. Senior year in high school, I'd be so mad 10 years later when like responsibilities rolled around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wouldn't that, like, that'd be a huge bummer. Like, you're out of high school 10 years and you have to do more shit for it.
You don't.
Actually, my friend who I went with was the class president.
Yeah.
And she did some of the stuff, but then she's like, I am in the military and also overseas, so how about
somebody else do this?
I mean, how about you, who's so excited about it on the high school Facebook page, take over it?
Sure. I mean, like, I guess, yeah, people would understand if you need to abdicate that responsibility, but still, like, boy, I'd be upset when I remembered, like, oh yeah, well, like, I have to do this thing.
We have to make a lot of stupid life decisions at the age of 17, 18. Like, that's when you choose your college and major, and it's now too expensive to go fix that if you get out into the real world and you're like, shit, there is no job for this. I should have done psychology. And then you do that and get more in debt. You come back out and you're like, shit, there's still no job for this.
At least now I know how to cope.
Yep. And you're old enough to drink. But yeah, like 18, you're like setting your life path. So you're a class president and you're choosing your career at an age when you're not responsible enough to drink or drive a car or hold a human conversation.
You can drive a car.
Or rent a car, sorry.
Can't rent a car.
Can't drive someone else's car.
You can join the military and they'll give you a gun, though.
Again, setting you up for like life decisions that you're in no way mentally qualified to make at that age.
You can join the military and they give you a gun. At 18, mm-hmm. you cannot sign yourself out of high school.
Well, no, that's compulsory.
Yeah. You cannot be like, hey, I want to join the military, but I'm leaving at 2 o'clock to do it. And they'll stop you and they'll say, no, 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 you can't do that.
You must wait till 3.
You must wait. You cannot join the military until 3.
You can, however, just drop out of school. So it's like an all or nothing.
You could just leave, though. And nobody can really stop you from doing that. And that's fine. It's just, it seems like a weird sequence to me. Like, well, I don't know. If you give kids the power to just check themselves in and out of school, then yeah, they're going to abuse it.
Yeah, they will. But I like conceptually that you can either do all school or none school. And there's not like a, I'll do some of the school.
I had a checkout.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was with the front office, so, like, they would pay attention to when you were doing that, like, timeline-wise.
Uh-huh.
But if you had a free period, you could just leave.
You had free periods?
Okay, yeah. How did you get a free period?
Like, junior and senior year.
Why?
There was just a chunk of time that was just a free period.
Why? What's
Gwinnett
it for?
Gwinnett County Public Schools crammed so many required classes in that I had room for my first couple years, one extracurricular activity. And then my second year, my last 2 years, I could do art and theater, and that was it.
How does one get a free period?
We all had them.
Why?
We had 15
minute
lunches.
To do, like, What is any free time for?
I don't know.
This
fucking
is
like quality of life.
I don't
is
know.
What it's
I don't.
For.
Get, I don't get sponsored free time.
We were so crammed together. We had 15-minute lunches staggered throughout the lunch period.
Yes,
that was our only break.
Well, that's partially what free period was for. It was to go get your own damn lunch,
and you could just leave and come back.
Yeah,
had to stay on campus.
It was like clocking in and out of a job, though. Like you went
right
and punched your fucking ticket.
Right,
and you have an hour or whatever.
But you had an option. You didn't need mom to come over and say, hey, we're going to Wendy's.
No, I went to Wendy's.
Right, like they
like
gave
a
you
big
freedom. Bar.
I got in my car.
We had to wear.
I got the Frosty.
We had to wear name badges. So
I had that too.
No one would shoot each other.
Oh, we didn't have to do that.
We had compulsory like around the neck lanyards that we had to wear all
what?
Day, every day.
That's yeah, that here. Sounds illegal. You can't do that.
They instituted that after one kid stabbed another kid in the hallway my freshman
why
year.
Does knowing
ours
the
were color coded for grade level
why does knowing
like
the name of your attacker help?
I don't, like, it was so they could easily identify someone who was not an attacker. But we also my
what?
freshman, like if you're supposed to be in the school, you either have a teacher name tag or you have a student name tag.
Oh, so this is for outsiders.
Yeah, and so if you're an outsider without a visitor pass, then they can, I don't know, stick the secret police on you.
I thought...
Except the thing is, like a week after they instituted this policy, I was out waiting for my teacher to show up at trailer 97 out by the train tracks, and some dude just like wandered through the bushes onto campus. Transient fellow wandered on, looked at us, and then walked back out in the bushes, and we're like, wow, these lanyards would have saved us.
It was a cryptid.
it was a lost Bigfoot. You should have been kinder.
We didn't say anything. We just looked at him, and he looked at us, and then he vanished into the wilderness.
I thought you were going to say that they were for when students attack other students, so they would know each other's names while the fight is going on or
I mean,
something.
That's what makes sense, because it was a response to a student attacking another student.
Yeah,
it wasn't some rando dude who came in with a knife. It was
like, knowing the attacker's handle, maybe it lets you address him or her,
yeah.
Probably him, in the middle.
While you're being attacked in the hallway, you can shout, Charlie did it!
We should implement name tags with true names on them. As a deterrent.
There you go. So
yeah.
So if somebody does attack someone, you can just speak their true name and gain control.
Yeah.
What's to stop them from doing that to you?
That's the deterrent part. It's like Uber reviews.
It's mutually
everybody
assured
has everybody else's true name.
And your true name is your Uber tag or whatever. Is that why that business was started?
I guess so. Holy shit. What if true names were like internet handles?
Oh no.
And that's where we came up with them. Like somewhere deep down, I know that I am Sephiroth69XX.
I just know that.
I mean, it kind of makes sense that your true name would change as you grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not Guacamole Og anymore.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after.